When your horse heads into the barn for cooler weather, so does the stink. Bye-bye odor doesn't just mask smells, it breaks down ammonia and bad odors with real science. Fresher stalls, healthier lungs, happier horses. Get yours at spalding-labs.com. For a limited time, new members can save 20% on any U.S. Rider membership during our Black Friday promotion with code BFUSR25. Just go to usrider.org and enter code BFUSR25.
All the articles you have come to love in Equus Magazine are now available in this podcast, Equus on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Equus on Audio to subscribe on your favorite podcast player, and you'll never miss an article.
This article was posted on June 24, 2024. It was written by Christine Barakat with Melinda Freckleton, DVM, and is titled, The Savvy Way to Stock Your Trailer. The drive home from the show was supposed to be short, only 20 minutes with your trailer in tow. But an accident has shut down the highway. A line of cars stretches as far as the eye can see, ahead and behind you. You and your horse won't be going anywhere soon. Situations like this are the reason it's wise to overprepare for any trailer trip, no matter how short or routine. A horse stuck in a trailer on a summer day can become severely dehydrated. So make it a habit to always carry water and a bucket in your trailer. Large water jugs, available from recreational vehicle suppliers, are perfect for this task, but you can also use an empty, lidded supplement tub, provided you've cleaned it thoroughly. With this extra water on hand, you can step into the front of the trailer and offer your horse a drink when traffic is stopped. While you're back there, make sure all windows and vents are open to maximize airflow in the space. You can leave the upper back doors of a two-horse trailer closed for safety if the space is otherwise ventilated. A horse standing in a stopped trailer can become fretful. Pack an extra half bale or so of hay for any road trip so you can keep your horse's hay net filled and keep him occupied if you're stuck in traffic. If a full hay net isn't enough to stop your horse from kicking or scrambling, see if you have sufficient room to creep forward slightly with the truck and trailer. Even a little movement will remind a horse to keep his feet underneath him for balance. Finally, never unload a horse in a traffic jam, even in the worst backup. Doing so will put your horse, yourself, and the motorists around you at significant risk of injury. And, of course, a catastrophe could occur if a horse gets loose on the highway. Keep him in the trailer, no matter how fretful he becomes.